Are we on? Okay.
Hello, miss! I'm a lieutenant in the police department. I'm in the middle of a homicide investigation. Can I get my prescription, please?
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
This is $23 with my copay, right? Miss Gordy, get everybody a drink. Get the fuck out of my way.
What are these fucking iguanas doing on my coffee table?
They ain't no iguana.
Yeah, there are.
Ain't no iguana.
What the fuck is that? It's a fucking iguana.
What is that? Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Come on, happy chickens, come on. Come on, you happy chickens, come on.
Happy chickens!
Come on, you happy chickens, come on.
Back, back!
Come on, you happy chickens, come on.
Happy chickens!
Come on, you happy chickens, come on.
Back, back!
Come on, you happy chickens, come on.
Back, back!
Come on, you happy chickens, come on.
Back,
come on, you happy
back,
chickens,
back.
Come on.
Happy chickens!
And you're doing it for nothing! Killing me won't bring back your goddamn honey!
The Florida Man Podcast.
Welcome back to the Florida Man Podcast. This is Florida Boy, and we are here again to talk about the antics of my parents, Florida Man and Florida Woman. So, here we are, one step closer to the truth. Recently, I've been reaching out to Carl Jung for explanations of the Florida Man phenomena. It seems possible to draw an analogy to the idea of the Jungian shadow, that Florida Man that lives within all Floridians, that gives us the potential to be monstrously arrested, but at the same time to achieve greatness. By integrating the self with the Florida Man, you can transcend the trivialities of man's laws and enter a realm unexplored by most. A world not bound by your preconceptions as a limited being in an infinite universe. A state beyond comprehension and complexity and beauty. The state of Florida. This time, we are thrilled to have Florida comic Devin Siebold. He has an honorary PhD in florocial psychology from the University of Florida, man. Welcome, Devin.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And our in-house pirate advisor and partner in crime analysis, Captain Booty Poppin. And yes, he will be on a handstand for the duration of this episode.
Keep my balance.
All right, let's get right into it. So, to start off, we have probably our smartest guy of the day. Florida man 33 robs a gas station minutes after submitting a job application.
To the same gas station?
Yes. So they say, my dad stole $130 Tuesday, just minutes after his asking for work at a Sitco gas station in Ocala. He just handed over his full name and address to the bosses when he spotted that the register had been left open. You could call him an enterprising individual.
Sure. Yeah.
With the cashier's back turned, the surveillance footage appears to show him reaching over and lifting out wads of notes that he then hid in his clothes. They tracked down this guy and put up a fight before being arrested and said he didn't rob no store.
He just thought it was a signing bonus. He's
yeah,
probably an ex-football player.
Yeah,
he's like, figured, you know, I got this. I'll just take the extra $137, which is probably about 6 months' pay at that gas station.
Right, and if they're going to look into this, it's going to like take 6 months. It's going to be a long legal battle. You know, the NCAA is going to not want to put up all that money to fight this. Maybe.
I find it ironic that that gas station probably had a sticker that said no more than $50 in register at all times, which they all do, but they all have. Every time the register opens at a gas station, I'm like, there's like $4,000 in there. Why do you always have so much money?
Yeah, he booked it with $130, and I don't know. I think he probably would have made that in like 2 days if he'd have just worked there.
He probably thought, you know, you got to sign the employee code and, you know, you got to get in like one last score before you do that. Say, hey, you know, I didn't agree to not rob you guys yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't sign yet.
Right.
And I guarantee he called them the next week, like, so, have you gone over the application?
just I haven't heard back from you guys. Just wondering.
Do you need a resume or references or anything? My parole officer is here. He'll be happy to vouch for me.
I'm already familiar with your policies regarding cash storage, so you know, just kind of going over those.
And don't worry, I have to take a drug test like every week, so clear on that.
But all you know, right. when an opportunity presents itself, you know, sometimes you just you gotta seize it, I guess.
Yeah, carpe diem.
I wonder, did he like just steal it, and then did they catch him immediately, or did it was it one of those things where he thought he could just grab it, nobody would see, and he would just get away with it?
What's that over there?
Yeah. No, it is exactly like that because I saw the surveillance footage of just like a still frame of him reaching over the counter like with his hand in the till. Like
maintaining eye contact.
Yeah, it's not the smartest move there.
He's like, if somebody were to rob this place, I want to show you exactly what I would do in that scenario so that you know that I would be a fantastic employee.
See, what I was really applying for was quality control.
Right.
You know? Yeah. You want to be like a secret shopper. Kind
Loss
of
prevention, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Just testing the flaws in our security system here.
Yeah. Well, we got this one's a little weird. So one of these, this is another one of these appropriations, right? This happened in Minnesota, but dude's from Florida, so
Florida man knows no political boundaries.
Driver of a semi truck who illegally drove through this tunnel. And damaged 47 overhead lights as he passed through, has, you know, facing charges and undetermined fines. My dad of Apopka, he was cited for careless driving and failing to obey a regulatory sign. This might be a long, boring read, so I'm just going to get to it. What he did was, they have a tunnel there in Minnesota that they, I guess, are working on, so they change the lanes, and sometimes they share, like, both. You know, if there's four lanes, sometimes they'll like switch it over to two, and so it's kind of a complicated situation. But
could happen.
He's driving a goddamn semi truck, and there's a bunch of signs that say "Don't go in this tunnel with a semi truck." He's like, "Ah, fuck it," and he proceeded to wreck every light in the tunnel on his way through, and it didn't stop.
Right? Yeah, the first couple lights didn't even slow him down. You know, I'll probably clear the next few.
Pretty sure he continued on to his destination. And so that's the thing. It's like State Patrol had been working over the past week to positively identify the driver. So they didn't even know who it was. I think they just had like security footage.
And it's pretty badass too, because you know that the security footage they were trying to analyze, the reason they were having trouble reading it is because the lights kept going out and hitting every single one of them along the way.
It's like the perfect crime.
Yeah, they're like, if it could just illuminate his license plate for 1 minute, and it literally just taking all of them out in the way.
If he could have taken the security cameras out too, that would have been ideal. But so his company says they're called J&J, and they're J&J Express is aware of the accident in Minnesota, and we are in contact and fully cooperating with proper authorities, the Minnesota State Police. They say we have been handling this accident for days, but we appreciate everyone that reached out to us. Accidents happen, so please be safe out there.
50 of them, dude. Yeah. Same time.
You know, they say things come in 47s.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to commit. You know, once you're on that path, you just got to push it as far as you can.
Maybe he's like really patriotic, and he was destroying each one for a star on the flag. I was driving up through like the New Jersey area, and we went through, I think Delaware was like really pretty, and on 95. But all the bridges are like these old stone bridges. And I told Miguel, a friend of mine who I was driving with, I said, look under the bridge. And like literally every single bridge had black marks from trucks just scraping it and hitting it. And
oh, yeah.
You know, and they don't care. Yeah, just run right under it.
Wow,
it's all about money.
But yeah, you know, you see those signs that tell you this is the clearance, and you're like, you know, I bet there's a little wiggle room there.
Yeah,
you
think.
Probably gonna be fine.
Sure, that's the clearance when it's cold out.
Yeah. The bridges expand in the summer, right?
They expand a little bit, and the asphalt gives way a tad. add at least an extra few feet. You know?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And I'd done this like 10 times before, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And you know, while he's sitting there in his truck and he's hearing like the pop, 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 he's just going like, woo! Going like hitting the horn.
They say that the insurance agency is still assessing the damage and has not yet come up with a dollar amount, but will seek reimbursement for the damage. So this is a question I had, because he also has a court date, mandatory court date, that he has to go to the driver. Now, I know in the past I've gotten tickets in other states that I did not plan on going back to and just said, fuck that. So,
well, yeah, sure.
Can he do that?
Well, a lot of states have sort of an agreement with Florida where they'll suspend your license there, call Florida, like, hey, guys, we got another one. And Florida will say, all right, well, we'll take care of it. And they'll suspend your license also.
Massachusetts did.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They didn't do that.
Are we looking for you now?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so usually for these kinds of accidents, violators are fined $300. They say in this case that could be much more.
Maybe. I don't know. I think that they may be able to. He might be able to fight that. If everybody's, you know, if they're like, hey, yeah, you took out 47 lights. He'd be like, yeah, consecutively at the same time, all part of one accident. Took me 47 lights to slow down. You know,
yeah.
So there's your one accident, $300.
They're like, yeah, but you didn't slow down. You left.
Well, you gotta get them all in one shot, you know. Otherwise, it's like I said, it's a second incident. So I'd keep going. You might as well break them all.
You could also argue. You could say, I looked in my rearview mirror, but I didn't see anything. I thought maybe, but I was looking behind me, and it was just kind of dark back there.
Do you think it could be like $300 per light, like 47 times 300, whatever that is?
Wouldn't surprise me. You probably figured, I heard something. And I just kept on going to get away from it, and it kept on following me.
Yeah,
I bet you people from Minnesota hate Florida Man, so they probably want to throw the book at him.
Oh, they're just jealous.
That's what I was going to say. And they have reason to be.
Well, yeah, it's cold in Minnesota.
Yeah, and it's Floravana here.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So we have a Florida man that was banned from the beach after handing out sugar daddy business cards.
Oh, banned from the beach. That's like the equivalent of the Florida death penalty there.
I love this. Right.
Yeah, you just kind of have to leave Florida at that point. Really know where you can go.
This guy, my dad, 73-year-old, is banned from the beach after a parent complained that he was handing out business cards that read, sugar daddy seeking his sugar baby. While police didn't arrest my dad, they said that he's been told to stay off the beach and walkovers for 6 months for violating an ordinance that prohibits soliciting on the beach. So they had to really reach to find something to get this guy.
Yeah.
You know, my dad told the Daytona Beach News Journal. News Journal is hyphenated. That must be a really prestigious paper. But he's devastated by what he considers an overreaction by officials. He said he wasn't trying to entice anyone into doing anything illegal when he handed over the business card to a group of girls in Daytona Beach. But the mother of a 16-year-old girl complained to authorities after her daughter told her about the incident. The girl told officials that the man handed her 18-year-old friend the business card while they were at the beach, right? And it features a picture of a younger woman sitting on the lap of an older man wearing a business suit.
In case anybody's unclear about what you're looking for.
Printed on the card were an email address and the accompanying text, ask me about your monthly allowance.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty enterprising.
Spelled ask, but I had to put that in there. My dad told the newspaper he's been careful not to hand out the cards to anyone under 18. So He's got some morals, right?
No, he's a businessman. He's got to be responsible.
Right? Be careful not to hold him out to anybody under 18 and anybody over 18. Like, it's just specific numbers he's after. I can't imagine, like, I was being 73 years old. Like, you really got nothing. Like, he's at, that's the thing. He's literally at the age expectancy right now for him.
Yeah. He gives he's no
like,
fucks.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. Yeah, so what? You know?
Yeah. It says he told the 16-year-old that she should contact him when she's 18.
Nice.
Hang on to that card.
Yeah, if I'm alive.
You know? I would like to see, you know, when he walked into the stationery store and said, all right, I need 500 business cards. This is what I wanted to say. Sugar daddy looking for sugar baby. And you guys got any stock photos of little girls sitting on businessman suits? If I get one of those, that'd be great.
What font do you want?
I don't know, something classy.
Can we make it look like crayon? it blows my mind to have that guy. I mean, he's 73, but I mean, it's not really illegal, is it? I mean, solicitation, no. But he's not even selling anything.
Right.
I think he could legally argue that. There's nothing being sold here.
The argument would be that since there's an allowance, it's some sort of business arrangement.
Allowance thing could have got him.
Yeah, maybe. So the ban is the technical part of it, I guess, is that the ban is a trespass order. And so they said, if he violates it, he can be arrested for trespassing. But he wasn't arrested because police didn't see him handing out the business cards.
Mm. Talk about a good strategy, though. Go to the beach where they're pretty much undressed. And then you just walk up to groups of girls. And I don't know, man. I think that I'm surprised he hasn't been taken up on it, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's plenty of sugar daddies out there, but this guy is obviously, you know, he's got a shit together.
He's motivated.
That's right.
Being real about it.
And it's funny, too, because there's actually websites out there for that, but how can he ask his grandson how to do it?
Yeah.
You know, hey, son, I'm in trouble logging on here.
Grandpa, just get business cards. Come on, man.
Just get business cards, Grandpa. Just do the old-fashioned way.
Oh, this
at least
you
didn't get the air riding. You know how they do that? Like, they just have a plane going around.
Or there's one of those streamers that they drag behind them with, like, the, you know, the advertisements
right.
on them.
Sugar daddy.
We'll get a little window into his personality here. We have a quote. It says, I'm really upset about it. This really knocked me for a loop. He said he recently bought a t-shirt that reads, accepting application for a sugar baby. For the number 4 and the capital letter A.
Mm.
What kind of questions are on that application? I'd like to know.
Which has also proved to be a conversation starter. He says, I've had women stop me and say, hey, you want to take a picture with you of that shirt? They want to put them on Facebook. Anything I ever posted only gets like 3 or 4 likes.
Oh, man.
He's 73, right? You know, I doubt he has 400 friends on Facebook. But he got 78 likes when he posted a photo with the woman in the bikini. Made sure to tell that to the news.
There you go.
So maybe the younger ones didn't as much, but the older ones did.
You said that 95% of the women found it hilarious. The other 5% he didn't give the card to. Can you imagine if you're a chubby 18-year-old girl and he goes around, he hands it to all your friends. He's like, I don't have any cards for curves.
This is the best part. This is the best part as it goes off the rails here. I engaged the younger girl before I knew she was 16 because of her bust size. I did make the mistake of saying, you're the cutest one here. Call me when you're 18. That was his mistake, I guess. He says, I read in the paper about men who have sex with underage women and their life is gone. I can show you my bank account. I don't have any assets. I don't have money, just enough to live. I don't have money for a sugar baby.
Oh, so he's not, that's false advertising.
Yeah, that's what they should have got him for, man.
Hey, man, I see this as a fucking American dream story. This guy's going out there trying to make something happen. You know, he just had an idea, and he's capitalizing on it. Kind of like what I'm doing here.
He's asking me about my monthly allowance. Yeah. But he doesn't even have a monthly allowance.
Yeah, there isn't one.
He's just hands a copy of his Social Security check over. He's like, this is about it.
He's got some hard candies, you know. Right.
What if it's all like just timeshare presentations that he's just looking for? You know, he just gets you into the back of his van. He's like, my wife and I bought this and the keys in 2002. We never could quite get rid of it. I have no idea.
Have you ever wanted to own a vacation? I have an exciting opportunity.
We have. You guys trying to buy a house? Anybody?
No, just rent.
Why, you trying to sell me one?
My dad's a realtor, and I don't think he's had to deal with this problem, but a homeless man is sending photos of his genitals to local real estate agents. So my dad was arrested Friday. This is my other dad, not my real dad. Was arrested Friday for sending explicit photos and sexual messages to 73-year-old woman. This is, you gotta get together.
Yeah,
you gotta get together. He may be linked to more than 20 similar cases. Repeat offender here. The woman.
See how he measures up.
The woman, a local real estate agent who was not identified, notified officials in June when she began receiving text messages from an unknown person. According to deputies, when she began replying to messages, she received a photo of a man's genitalia and sexual messages in response. An investigation identified my dad of Seminole as the suspected sender. My dad also has been linked to 21 other similar cases and have been reported to Gulfport Police, Clearwater Police, Treasure Island Police. This guy's all over that area.
Well, you know, I can kind of see the idea here. You're a homeless guy. You figure, if I can get a realtor, then I can get my problems taken care of.
Yeah. He's just sending pictures like, dick looking for home. Anybody?
I don't even know. A common thread in the cases was the fact that all victims were real estate agents. So, like...
But he must have just been wandering around seeing the signs for, like, contacting... these real estate agents.
You know,
maybe he's just going to open houses and stuff. I don't know.
There could be like 150 unreported cases by other professions that they just don't know are related. You know, it's like,
you never know.
There's a bunch of plumbers that are also getting dick pics, but they just don't care enough to report it. The real estate agents, they use their social media for work. I don't know. There could be a lot of dick pics out there that we don't even know about. He was arrested on a charge of felony cyber stalking, and more charges are pending in the investigation, according to deputies. He's being held at Pinellas County Jail, and his bond is $20,000.
Wow.
$20,000, jeez.
Fucking crazy. Those always shock me, and I say that every time, but wow.
Felony, so, too, for cyber stalking?
Right. We were talking about cyber bullying earlier, and how that seems like a logical fallacy, because like when we're growing up, like in order to be bullied, like you had to get beat up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they like take your stuff, like there's physical and violence involved.
Yeah.
So if you're...
Now they just send you dick pics, I guess.
Yeah.
And now you're on the street sending a dick. It's not, you don't even have privacy. Like he's like pigeon for size reference, you know? He's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Got a little pigeon sitting next to it.
So
I like that he's online though. You know, he's got his presence, social
right.
media.
I'm still perplexed about the whole assault charge thing though. We've brought this up a couple times. So how does that relate to, is there such a thing as cyber assault?
I mean, you threaten somebody on the internet, I guess. Like, I'm going to find you, take your lunch money.
And then they call it cyberbullying or cyber stalking. I don't know, man. That seems soft.
Well, it says he sent like one to the same lady over and over again. She must have a lot of houses on the market or something.
If that was the thing, if it was the same lady over and over again, then you could say that that's stalking. But it seems like he's just doing it to a bunch of different people.
All right.
I don't know.
Well,
how can you stalk 20 people at once?
I don't know. Such a random thing.
That's why we go through these.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about numbers, you know. You figure, you send your dick pic out to 20 or so realtors, you'll get a call back from somebody.
We're gonna continue on with these 70-year-olds. septuagenarians. My 70-year-old dad threatens customer with a gun in Publix checkout line.
11 items in the express lane. I know all about that.
Must have been. My dad threatened another man with his gun at Publix checkout line, according to the police report. Okay, so there is like a parking lot dispute, right? My dad nearly hit the other dad with his car in Publix parking lot. And what is it? As dad number two and his girlfriend walked inside, the report states. Oh, wait.
What?
Oh, yeah. So he almost hit them with the car as they were walking in. The two told police in the report that they cursed at each other, and then dad two said that dad one approached him inside the checkout line and told him to get out of his face. Dad one lifted his shirt, showing the gun, and telling him that he was all talk. Dad two said he feared dad one would attack him, so he turned around and ignored him. That's not what I do.
Seize the gun and just...
That is not what I do when I think someone's going to attack me. What? But
now I'm confused here. He approached them and said, get out of my face. That sounds backwards, right?
Well, this is very confusing with all the dad one and dad two thing anyway. So I'll just let you figure it out.
All right.
But police conducted... Oh, yeah. So then dad one left the store in his vehicle, and then the police conducted a traffic stop because it was reported. So they found him. They got him. And he had a loaded revolver in his waistband. And dad one told police he approached dad two in line to ask him if the yelling and cursing in the parking lot was necessary. Apparently, he wanted more of it. He said that he put his hand over his revolver and on the outside of his shirt to show that he had it. My dad told police that my other dad asked, what are you going to do? And police arrested my dad and charged him with aggravated assault and improper exhibition of a weapon. Okay. So now I think it comes down to, did he lift the shirt up or didn't he?
Well, right? He had it in his waistband when they caught him. So,
I mean, isn't that the deal, though?
Like, yes, to go, hey.
If he has a concealed weapons permit, right?
Yeah, you got
to
keep it concealed.
Have it concealed.
Yeah.
But if it's protruding out, does that count as concealed?
I mean, if it's thick, if people can see it, it's not concealed.
Okay. All right. So maybe he's got a big old fat belly and he's got the thing down there and he can't really see it. So he showed it to the guy. So that's
You can't do that.
Whether it's through his shirt or not.
And that's probably right? Even on camera in Publix at the checkout line.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, they didn't mention that.
And it's always Publix, too. People need to go to Walmart. It's safer, I think. That it always seems like I wonder if it's either one of two things. Maybe Walmart is safer, or maybe the people in Walmart just have seen several guns in their time shopping there, and they're like, I expected this.
They're over it.
They don't have to report it to the police. It's no shocking.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, hey, cousin, put your gun away. You know,
you have no idea what I saw just a half an hour ago.
All the same to me.
Well. And then this is crazy, right? So remember, the last guy, for his benign but sexually natured crime, he gets $20,000 for bond. This guy threatens somebody with a gun, he gets $3,000.
$3,000?
What in the fuck?
No justice in the world, man.
And here's the interesting thing, too. They must not have been buying a lot of stuff, because he said he almost hit him in the parking lot. And then he followed him inside and found him in the checkout line. Like, it's either a super quick shopping day or he took forever finding a damn parking spot.
Yeah.
Like, he's just driving around for 4 hours. Like,
yeah, like a maniac, too, apparently.
Right.
Doing donuts in the parking lot. I'm so mad at this guy, I'm going to keep driving for a little bit. I don't know, man.
It's those chicken tender subs, man. They're making you go crazy.
Yeah. Gosh. Oh, man. So, this is a little bit of a lighter story here. We have a poisoned bald eagle was rescued from a Florida poop plant.
Oh, it was rescued. Okay.
Rescued, okay, right. Yeah. It's still brown, but poisoned, sick, and found at a solid waste plant. A young bald eagle was rescued from the Lake City Solid Waste Facility Wednesday after my favorite people who I was like to give props to, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, was called in by an employee to save the bird. Agency spokesman said that the eagle appeared to have consumed a toxin, like rat poison or something.
Probably not poop.
Rat that had.
Like, yeah. That's what I was thinking. So the goddamn bird is swimming and shit. And you're like, I think he looks poisoned. Sick.
Something's wrong.
Well, you know, these environmental biologists, they need something to do, right? So they captured the eagle, and it's now recovering in an outdoor enclosure. It'll stay there until it's good enough to go back into the wild. Eagle-related incidents occur year-round in Florida.
Of course they do.
Just going to stop there for a second. Catch my breath. Okay. Eagle-related incidents occur year-round in Florida. There are more than 1,500 breeding pairs in the state, which are protected by the federal and state law. But are those all bald eagles, or are those just eagles in general? Man, I should answer my own questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're asking us.
But yeah, so they respond to, you know, reports like this pretty often, apparently, and especially any disturbances to nests, they get all uppity about. But did you remember we had something in town a while ago where there was a construction site and they had a big old crane, and then an osprey made a nest on the crane, and because they're protected, they couldn't move the crane, and it just has to stay there, and the people were losing like millions of dollars a day by not finishing this project, and they're just like, nah, can't move that nest, bro.
You think you get like, I don't know, some fish or something trying to lure the osprey down?
Well, here's the thing. I think they filed for like a special case permit to do this, and I'm sure they accommodated them with all the money that was on the line. But it took time for that legal process to go, and $1 million a day.
Wow.
That's a fucking expensive bird.
I tell you,
probably
you
tastes
though,
good.
If I ever find myself swimming in the pool of shit, I'm going to try to find rat poison. Like, I'm just going to try to end it at that point. Like, I'm pretty sure I don't even want anybody to find me. And like, I just want to die at this particular.
I saw, you know, those, everybody's got those stickers on the back of their truck. Is it Salt Life?
No,
yeah. And there's all different versions.
Shit Life.
I saw Poop Life the other day.
A Poop Life?
Yeah. And it had a little turd on it and everything. And I'm just like, I want to laugh, but I'll hate myself if I
fucking do. People alongside, there's an eagle driving. Like, hey, I read about you.
Yeah, is that a profession or just a hobby? You know.
Yeah, there's a couple things in this story that make a great pickup truck.
It is sewage. What is that tank? What's the tank?
Septic tank.
Septic tank.
Yeah.
There's a septic tank cleaning service, and they were called, like, they had their trucks look like a train. Like, they have a paint on the side, and it's called the Poo Poo Choo Choo. And they come out and they'll drain your septic tank for you. But it was Poo Poo Choo Choo. And somebody, like, in a marketing meeting was like, I have it.
Yeah.
and they were like, brilliant, Bob.
I think we can go home now.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, you know, I always kind of think, like, I don't know why I make my bed. I'm just going to sleep in it again later. If someone said, you want me to clean your septic tank, I'd be like, clean it. I don't know that that's it's going to stay clean.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if somebody's got to do it, it's not going to be me.
No, it's going to be the poo-poo choo-choo, man.
Mm-hmm. You don't want any bald eagles swimming around in your septic tank, you know?
I think
I'll be very patriotic.
If you want anything swimming around there, you want a bald eagle.
It's like, you know, the symbol of America is a bald eagle. The symbol of Florida is one rising out of a sea of shit.
Yeah. But hopefully the shit is like decomposing hot dogs and hamburgers. Yeah. You know, because you got to make it as American as possible.
That is one warped version of
Chinese
a phoenix.
Food.
Back to the old people. I mean, we have a lot of them. Because everybody moves down here once they...
God's waiting room, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. But this guy's from here. He lived here a long time. He was a Miami-Dade firefighter. He was arrested, surprise, surprise, after he shot two AT&T utility trucks while workers were wiring the cables outside his home.
Did you see the video of this?
I did. You did too, right?
Awesome.
It was pretty much everywhere.
This guy,
a lot of people know about this.
Full on John Wick.
Cell phone video filmed by one of the workers shows gunmen walking towards the trucks, firing several shots, blowing out the truck's tires. The suspect, identified as my dad, reloaded his weapon several times and Moments later, officers arrived at the home of my dad. So the incident happened around 11:30, and the AT&T workers were changing the cables. And okay, so this guy is 64, almost a whole generation younger than that than the last couple. One of the workers was still hoisted aloft in the bucket truck as my dad fired the shots. So he was charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a firearm and felony vandalism. He was released after posting $30,000 bond. So,
and just making these numbers up,
right? How? But they are,
yeah,
really
much, yeah,
right,
yeah.
Like, it's just up to the judge. Yeah, but yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, he comes out and it looks like he just,
he's stoic.
Yeah,
he's just not calm. Even like mad.
He's like, okay, I'm just gonna fucking do this.
He just
boom,
shoots, bam, shoots walks tire
on the other side.
Yeah,
boom.
Walks the next one, shoots the other tire.
Yeah,
takes time out reloading, and everybody's like screaming at him, and he just is completely oblivious.
I like the guy's reaction, yeah, though, was to get out a cell phone and film it, because that's not the first thing I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody starts shooting at my truck.
Well, the funny thing is, the guy filming it to me, he goes, yeah, I'm a safe distance away, and I'm like, no, you're not. Like,
that's a gun, literally, bro.
Literally, he'll just shoot you. I don't know what kind of like guns you've been around. Like, I've seen the Nerfs my kids shoot. I think I'm all right.
Basically, he, according to the report, my dad told detectives that he went bananas and shot the tires.
That's a technical term.
And the cops say, he just lost his mind for a moment. We don't know what the deal is with him. Now, as a part of the investigation, we're going to find out if he's got any history, what his problem is. But this was totally uncalled for. Now,
at least it was AT&T and not Spectrum. It would have killed 40 people that day.
Oh my god! I don't know. I think it's got to be said. Like, if he wasn't an old white dude, this probably would have ended differently.
We're gonna look into his history. I don't know what happened. I'm very concerned for this guy. No, yeah, you're right.
Don't worry, guys. He just went bananas for a second.
How do you feel if you're the guy in the bucket? Because you're literally hovered above this guy who could point at you and shoot at you at any moment.
And if you're like, you go to your friend, hey, get me down. He's like, fuck that.
Yeah, no,
I'm
man.
Out.
You're going to be up there a while.
Oh, well. AT&T, you know, they're like, we're grateful nobody was hurt. We're working, you know, to figure out the investigation, of course.
Yeah, but did they fix my phone line?
It's pretty obvious what happened. I mean, what
guy's internet went out. That's what happened.
Yeah, well, I can see myself doing that one day, for sure.
Sure, Comcast. Something.
I got a little Florida man in me. So, a little more, keep it on the egalitarian side. This is a story about my, I'm going to say sister, since he's younger. She is accused of exposing herself before arguing about mail and got locked up on breach of peace charge. My sister was jailed in an incident that outraged and horrified her father, my other dad. My sister told investigators her boyfriend dropped her off at her father's house to get some clothes as she left after moving out months earlier. She said she went to the mailbox to get her mail, and her father took the mail from her hand, and she said she called 911 to get it back. Logical step.
Sure. You know.
My dad, however, said that my sister came over unannounced. He let her in to get her clothes because she's broken into the house a few times and didn't want that to happen again. So he let her in, and then she started yelling about family issues for dropping her pants and exposing herself to him and another man. My dad stated he was outraged and horrified that his daughter would expose herself and had to look away because he was embarrassed by the display. Now, like, you get it if it's your dad, you know, the dad does not want to see that.
Right.
But as a girl, usually you're not hurting anybody by exposing yourself to them, you know? Kind of.
Does it say how the other guy reacted?
Like what we're trying to do all the time anyway?
The other guy reacted with Snapchat.
Right. Yes. The other guy says he was also disturbed and horrified that she was exposing herself like
and
that.
And then him and the dad.
But he's lying. So she got misdemeanor breach of the peace. I want to know what that fucking mail was. What was so important in there?
Publisher's clearinghouse, man.
Yeah. She's being held on a $20,000 bond. She called the cop. This is the phone call. She's like, hello, police. Yeah, my dad may have stolen my car key. It may or may not be an actual key to a real car. I have yet to find out by turning the key.
I just imagine it's like her John Stamos fan club mail. Maybe. You know, like she's been waiting for it, and dad's
coupons.
Like, no more John Stamos, honey. She's but like, dad. Fuck you. Here's my vag. I don't know, man. I'm just saying, if you're a chick out there, don't think flashing us is a way to get back at us, because we're kind of just trying to get your clothes off all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Unless we're your dad.
So if you're dating that girl, or are you going to whisper in her ear, check your mail. And then she's like, oh my God, you know how to turn me on. Yeah.
John Stamos. We got a hedgehog confrontation here. My dad was arrested on aggravated assault charges after he allegedly armed himself with a machete and a baseball bat during a dispute with his son about a hedgehog. My dad was walking outside his Green Acres home Sunday.
That's the place to be.
Well, I love that in Florida we spell Green Acres as one word. So, Green Acres. So the machete and the baseball bat were on the seat of his wheelchair that he was pushing around when the cops got there. So, okay, that's an interesting scene to set up.
He's just pushing a wheelchair with a machete and a baseball bat in the wheelchair.
Yes, yes, okay. Right. So at this point, how does possession work of those weapons?
Oh, but you're in control of them.
Is he in the crypt?
Because you got the
he's control of the wheelchair. He's control of the wheelchair.
Maybe it's all part of the threat. You know, like, if I use this machete and this baseball bat, you might need this wheelchair.
Maybe.
Okay, so, they asked him why he had those items. And he said it's for his protection. And then he claimed that... Yeah. He's saying that he was walking over to tell his son to come home and get the hedgehog that he left at his house. And deputies were questioning my dad, went back and forth between being cooperative and belligerent. And then he was placed to the back of the car. And then as soon as he saw his son, he began screaming and threatening to kill him. So my brother told police that earlier that day, my dad confronted him, took off his shirt, picked up the baseball bat, and held it as though he intended to hit him with it. Those words sound carefully chosen. My dad's booked under aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and one count of simple assault. What the fuck does that mean?
The simple assault is basically without the weapon. So probably from the back of the police car screaming he's going to kill him. That's probably the simple assault.
Okay.
Maybe the dad swung the bat and accidentally hit the hedgehog, and then the hedgehog released several dozen golden coins. Maybe it was just a fight. I don't know.
The hedgehog is nowhere to be found now because he's really fucking fast. A weird Florida mystery. Frozen pork falling from the sky. I mean...
Is this going to be a Joe Dirt story? It's got peanuts in it.
Dude, you were eating off it. Meat falling from the sky is weird, even by Florida standards. Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
But that's what happened at 4 a.m. Saturday when a 15-pound bag of frozen pork landed on my dad's house.
Hey, free pork, right?
Well, he said that...
15 pounds.
Yeah. It's a big hit his roof with a big bang. Thought it was thunder. But his wife, my mom, later went outside and found the two bundles next to the house. My brother found three of them on the roof. It had to fall from the sky, he said.
The only logical explanation.
It was too heavy to throw up on the roof. So I see what he's saying. Yeah, it's not like
that's somebody 15 pounds.
Decided to teepee his house with pork.
I don't know. It's a 15-pound bag. I don't know if that's too heavy to throw on a roof.
It was pork, so we know it wasn't ISIS, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe his neighbor, like, set up a catapult or something.
Maybe.
Was that Punkin' Chunkin'? The Federal Aviation Administration had no immediate comment. I love when they do that. So the labeling on the package shows that it originally belonged to Jim, who lives 170 miles away.
Wait, the labeling on the package said who the pork belonged to?
Yeah.
All right.
And he lives in Mayaca City. And yeah, that's a really small town, I have it. He owns a company that prepares fields for planting. So, okay, so he bought some pigs from some children at a county fair. So weird. Life out there is strange. And he kept much of the meat and gave some away, but he has no idea how any of it ended up on my dad's roof. He's not a pilot, and he doesn't own a plane. I would have thought 15 pounds of frozen meat falling from an airplane would have put a hole in the roof.
That's a good point.
As for the meat, my dad threw it away. But Jim offered to throw the family a barbecue.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim sounds like a good guy.
He does. I think that's the most appropriate thing possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when pork falls from the sky, you're going to have a barbecue. That's pretty much Florida code, I think.
All right. And to finish this off today, we have our own little, well, one of probably thousands of Bear Grylls type motherfuckers in this state. This particular Florida man, though, is a iguana hunter. And he says he can catch 50 at a time. I think that's a little bit misleading. He means it like in a day. So it's not like Hercules, like one swoop.
Right. You know? Some kind of large iguana net.
But we're not identifying the man because there's a lot of people that are kind of mad at him for killing all these iguanas. But they're an invasive species. So he's got at least... Yeah, almost 100 iguanas, it says in some of these pictures that he posts on Facebook. And some people call him a hero.
It's not really as intimidating as Crocodile Hunter, is it?
No.
Iguana Hunter?
Right.
You're not going to get your own show on Animal Planet that way.
Yeah, so he can guarantee 50 iguanas in one hunt. I kind of looked at some of the videos in this, and I think what he does is he searches for their dens. And... Yeah, I guess if you learn enough about iguanas, you can start to identify where they like to live.
You make your iguana call, attract the iguanas.
I got to praise this guy for doing what he's doing, says Doug. I see nothing wrong with it. They need to go. But it hasn't been all praise. Some condemned my dad on the social media post saying he's killing iguanas is inhumane. This is that social justice for iguanas corner of the internet. But they have a program for trapping Nile monitor lizards in Florida here in Cape Coral, I guess. But iguanas are left up to residents.
Vigilante iguana justice.
Have you been to Puerto Rico?
Briefly,
they're all over the place. Yeah, they're like walking everywhere, and
Miami?
You literally just on the side of the roads. So you can literally walk down and just pick up giant iguanas. They're all over the place.
I tried that. I see them all the time in Miami, and. They will not let you pick them up there, though. They're so fucking fast. Like, I try to even just take pictures of them, and they're like, see ya. Wow. You don't think that, like, you think of them as having something to do with chameleons, kind of? Mm-hmm. You know, how slow they move?
Yeah, right.
No, they're like fucking dinosaurs. They're like, pew! It's a growing problem, and that's why this guy is stepping up to the plate and should not be condemned about this.
It's the hero we need.
If he doesn't take care of it, I don't think anybody else will.
But how does he make money?
I don't think he does.
Well, I know like with pythons, they have a bounty on them, I think, right? I don't know if the iguanas do, but...
Well, that's the thing. That is a specific program put up by the state. So if you want to, you can sign up for that, and they'll pay you $8 an hour plus bonus for every snake that you catch.
Well, how do they know that you're out there hunting them? I mean, could I just tell them, oh, man, I spent last week hunting pythons... Give me my money.
They probably have some maybe have to like go check in at the whatever the wildlife preserve office is, and then, you know, if you're out there is like a waste of time to like not go looking for snakes because it's so fucking out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. That's just speculation. These iguanas are not local. They're invasive and they're not protected and can be trapped or removed. The only way this could be illegal is if they're found to be treated inhumanely.
Like killing them does not count. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I humanely slaughtered the whole family in the den.
Well, we all eat fucking hamburgers, right? I mean,
right.
There's a lot.
I wonder if iguana's good eating. It tastes like gator or something. I don't know.
Gator tastes good.
Yeah, gator's good.
It probably does. Have you ever had snake?
I have not had snake.
I had rattlesnake, and it's pretty much exactly like gator.
Yeah.
So I think it probably is the same.
There's a place in St. Cloud that sells soft-shell turtle, fried soft-shell turtle.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never heard of that.
I haven't either. Well, it's because the guy said it's too expensive. He said a lot of people places don't do it because, like, per, like, turtle, he's like, you literally get, like, he said, like, 2 ounces of meat.
Oh, wow.
He said, so, and they have to clean it off by hand. It's not prepared. He said everything has to be cleaned all by them.
So it's like,
and so they said, like, labor-wise and pound price-wise, he said it's not worth it for a lot of places to do it. He just likes the taste of it, so he throws it on the menu anyways.
All right.
Is his name Shredder?
No.
Is it like snapping turtles? Is that what the soft shell ones
think,
are?
I don't know. I've never. I had it there. I tasted it. It was good. I mean, it was unique. But
yeah, sure. Just, I mean, if it's on the menu, you're not going to not.
It's a little softer than, not as chewy as gator is. It's but it's good.
I got bit by a baby snapping turtle one time. Fuck.
Where's the article on that that we're reading?
Fuck. That hurt. It was a baby too. Those things, I mean, they'll take a finger off if they're full grown.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Well, I think we've tackled a lot of the pressing issues in this state today.
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of wildlife related.
I guarantee 8 things. More have happened since we started this.
Yeah. It's the width and breadth of our environment. But, Devin, you got any shows coming up?
I'll be at Dasani in Port Charlotte next week. And then I'm all over the place. And, at the website devincomedy.com, you can check out the full tours, all that stuff.
And you were a great opening for Kevin Farley the other day.
Yeah,
that was fucking awesome.
It was fun.
If you would like to help support the show, you can visit our site at thefloridamanpodcast.podomatic.com. Click on the donate button on the right hand side. All donations will go toward a better PCAST. If you have a Florida Man story that you would like us to cover on the show, you can post it on our Facebook page by searching The Florida Man Podcast or facebook.com/Florida Boy Podcaster. On Twitter, I am Florida Boy @BF All Stars. Every morsel of feedback that we get helps to feed my ego, which will make me better at this. So please, for me. Thank you guys for joining us. And we'll see
you
next time.
Thank you.
This podcast is produced with little regard for feelings in general by the Reverend Corey Cahill John Ignatius Lavelle. The music has been accessed by Oracle and channeled to the Reverend Corey Cahill John Ignatius Lavelle. He then recorded and produced it. Our sound engineer is the Reverend Corey Cahill John Ignatius Lavelle. There is one other guy that does stuff. In no way should any of the content of this program be considered legal advice or simply advice. Don't be dumb. Okay, that's advice.